call today.
Welcome to Hour 2, and we try to stretch you from your comfort zone, whether it's intellectually or spiritually. We try to present you with Zone 1 facts, and you'll see today and every day, and including the weekend now, I present 10 articles that I think will change your worldview or your world. They're backed up, and they're actual cut-and-paste articles from the world news around the world. Also, I pull stuff usually with 45 to 50 pages of hundreds of Google links. I bold in blue, highlight in blue those are I call extreme importance, and in yellow those are alert. We also talk about what's called Zone 2 knowledge, which is whistleblowers, those that come forward with information that makes sense based on the Zone 1, and are literally putting their life, their career, and their assets and their family on the line. And then Zone 3, which is we call classified information, information that does make sense, that is literally coming from classified sources. And I have lots, but I won't bring it out unless it makes sense with Zone 1 and Zone 2. And the whistleblowers can either come anonymously. This is a show where we will take whistleblowers, but you have to make sense. You have to show documentation. And some of them are anonymous, and some, really, the only way to do it is full disclosure. The information we're going to talk about today is actually in the public domain. This is information that it's hard to get. The news media is trying to purposely ignore it, and the reason is because the geopolitical planners that are planning and have known about events like this for literally hundreds of years and have had accumulated information from the NASA and IRAS space satellites, they don't want you to know what they know, whether it's the NASA, the European Space Administration, the Vatican, or the Russian astrophysicists. They don't want the public to be completely aware, so only in small circles of the scientific media are they aware that we're moving as the arm of the galaxy moves up and down through the galactic plane. We're moving into a photon belt, a debris field, where there are asteroids and comets, and 74% of the planetary systems in our galaxy have binary stars, at least two stars, and a star is defined as an object which gives off more radiation than it receives. So it can be a small star, that can be a brown dwarf star, it can be a star that was giving off light, or it can be a large star. Our star is a yellow dwarf star, and we also have a great deal of evidence that we're at least a binary system, that there is a dwarf star that periodically comes through a hyper-elliptical orbit below what's called the ecliptic, which is a plane of the rotation of the planets around our solar system. So it approaches from the southern hemisphere, from the southern cross, if you want to call it, from Australia, New Zealand, and Antarctica, which is why we've recently placed a new special radio telescope and observatory in Antarctica that just was completed this summer, 2007, by the United States, the largest observatory on the planet for this kinds of observation. We have IRAS, which is the infrared satellite systems. We have the Helios type of satellite systems now that look at the sun. And we have, of course, our long search telescopes that are in space in orbit that can tell us a lot more about what's going on in our galaxy and our solar system. So I want to welcome to the program, and we're going to continue this dialogue because this is important. People say, well, why is it important to look out into space? It's like, I want people to recall the words of John F. Kennedy, that when we reach out into space, we also reach deep into ourselves to set goals, to discover what kind of world we live in, to discover what we are, and to discover the nature of our universe. And as we do that, as we seek and we find the truth, we also find the truth more about ourselves as well. Some of the people that lived in previous civilizations, like the Mayan, did not have telescopes. They didn't have radio telescopes or IRAS. They didn't have these things, but they did know about the galaxies, and that's because they were able to search deep within themselves, and they had an inner knowledge of things that we're only starting to, on a public level, discuss. So welcome to the program, John DiNardo.
Thank you, Dr. Deagle, for inviting me.
Well, John, this is an important issue. People might say, well, why? You know, we need to concentrate on things like electing President Ron Paul, and he does need to get elected. We need to get our financial, our prayerful support. We need to get out there and do something. We need to protect our bodies from toxic pollutants. We need to get involved in our world and not disconnected. We need to start taking care of our neighbor, whether they are of a different skin color or a different country. We need to start taking care of our environment and stopping depleted uranium. But we also have to realize we are being manipulated at a very fundamental level, because one of the major deceptions coming is what I call the Carbonazi deception, that somehow baby emissions or people emissions are the cause, carbon dioxide, the cause of global warming, when they know full well, and this is Igor, I call him Al Gore, the lie that there is a solar activity is not the cause of global warming. It's caused by carbon dioxide, which is a fool's lie. This is an absolute satanic lie from these fools, and there's no support. We have Dr. Tim Ball and others that there's an 800-year delay after this increase in solar activity when the carbon dioxide increases. And in fact, if anything, it's good because it increases plant life grows. But what's going on here now is we are, our Earth is seeing a lot more geological activity, a lot of geotectonic activity, an increase in solar activity they call global warming or climate shift. And some of these things are going to be good in the long run, some are going to be not so good. Big superstorms, the possibility that if we pass through this solar galactic plane, we're going to see some major super earthquakes and super tsunamis. We need to be aware of what's really going on so we can plan and not believe the lies of globalists that are worried about continuation of government rather than continuation of society. And 80% of our society is within 100 miles of coastal areas that could be devastated with what's coming. So tell us about the science behind, and people, when they hear this word, sometimes they shut down, but they hear the word Planet X. Planet X basically goes back to literally the origins of astronomy hundreds of years ago. Tell us about Uranus, the discovery, and the perturbations that indicate that there's a very large gravitational object that periodically passes through our solar system.
Okay, very quickly, this planet that does pass through, and it passes through periodically, approximately every 3,600 years on an orbit, because it is a member of our solar system. However, it is the only member of the solar system that orbits around both of our suns. As you noted, Dr. Deagle, we have a distant sun in our solar system. Our solar system is quite typical in that there are two suns which have grade school people have never been told about it, but all astronomers know that there is a distant sun which is dead right now. It's at least 50 billion miles out into space, well beyond the outer reaches of our solar system. Dr. Robert S. Harrington, the late Dr. Harrington of the U.S. Naval Observatory, had estimated that the sun is about that far out. And he also had determined that there is a huge planet which is actually hard to define because it's so big. It is a former star, a brown dwarf. When a star dies, it begins to collapse on itself because of the loss of heat energy when the star dies out, and all of its mass, gaseous masses begin to become gravitationally attracted toward the center, and they accumulate into a huge, very, very dense, compact mass. And as you know, mass is directly proportional to gravitational force. So because this planet is so massive, it has gravitational pull, and as it comes into our solar system, orbits around a distant sun, sort of like a bus would go to the end of its route, to the termination of its route around the distant sun. That distant sun would then whip it around due to the centrifugal force and centripetal forces. It would whip this planet around like a slingshot, the way David used to swing his slingshot in the Bible.
Right.
You take a stone and you put it into a long pouch, you know, and you swing it. Well, that's exactly how this planet would whip around, loop around the distant sun and come back, but travel ever so slowly through the vast reaches of deep space because there's very little gravitational pull effect in it, so it virtually cruises at a very slow speed. But as it is being slightly drawn in by the tremendous gravitational pull of our sun into our solar system. It's an attracting gravitational force.
Yeah.
Now, the closer it gets, as we know, the gravitational force is directly proportional to distance. In fact, it's a very, very influential factor is the distance between the two bodies, Planet X coming in from distant space, and the sun. They're being attracted to one another.
Now, we're not talking about all the crazy stuff here that people often attach to the Planet X. We're not talking about that. We're talking about astrophysics, and I posted up at least half a dozen things that talk about Solar Max 24 and the astrophysics. The way to think of our sun and all of the planets, what happens is the plasma physics jets from the center of the galaxy actually pull the mass together and actually form the stars, and then like Christmas lights on a tree, actually connect them together and drive the nuclear reactions on the stars, and even the nuclear reaction, the plasma reaction underneath the Earth that actually drives the geothermal activity in the volcanism. It's all a great big system. We'll be back in a moment with John DiNardo. Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We're going to take your calls later in this hour as well at 866-582-9933. Why do we venture into these topics? Well, we venture because you need to know why they're lying to you. That's why I tell people very strongly, we're going to be, of course, having Alex Jones on later this month to talk about his amazing new documentary, Endgame. And, of course, the first half of the documentary, I've seen the preview, I haven't seen the full series yet, it talks about the Rothschilds, the globalists, and what they're doing. They control the very large corporations. They control organizations like the Vatican controlling some of the largest telescopes in the world, NASA, the European Space Administration, Russians, Japanese. They don't want you to know what we're going to tell you today. They don't want you to know that you're being lied to by global warming, that they want to set up global carbon dioxide taxes to support the United Nations. The law of the seas isn't just to protect against pirates out there in the oceans. It's to get control of the resources at the bottom of the ocean. It's to get control of the seas. And they don't want you to know about the law of the skies to control all of the troposphere, the atmosphere, but also all of space. They don't want you to know that the people that are really doing this is not even nations, it's corporations that are really satanic Luciferians that have hid the truth from you, that have known for hundreds of years that the perturbations of the planets like Uranus was actually, they were looking for the presence of what we're talking about today. So this is not a new theory, and we're going to dissect it away from all the foolishness out there, because as we move into this, we're going to see a lot more earthquakes, a lot more superstorms, and a lot more warming, which in the long run will actually be good, because we'll have more food, we'll have a warmer climate worldwide, and it's not all bad, but we have to be prepared for what's coming, because it's going to be a lot different than what you can expect. And you could even have in the northern hemispheres with increased rainfall, as Robert Felix has said, you could have an ice age in the far north. At the same time, you could have an increase in the temperate and warmer zones of the Earth and major shifts in the populations of the planet caused by this. And they're not telling you a darn thing, because they want to keep you in the dark like mushrooms and manipulate and control you while they plan to kill you with vaccines, weaponized food, every other possible thing, including electrical pollution. And they're not doing a thing to tell you the truth about what's going on. But we are. We're going to tell you today. So, John, let's continue with some quotes. You have some remarkable quotes there, please.
Okay. This, now we have a flavor for this incoming object that is traveling in from the distant sun toward our sun. And here's solid, irrefutable evidence from the United States government, and that the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, before there was a suppression of all this information by the power elite. We're going back a quarter of a century now. I have in front of me the New York Times, June 19, 1982. I'm going to read you this brief article. I'm quoting now, a pair of American spacecraft may help scientists detect what could be a 10th planet or a giant object billions of miles away, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration said Thursday. Scientists at the space agency's Ames Research Center said the two spacecraft, Pioneers 10 and 11, which are already farther into space than any other man-made objects, might add to knowledge of a mysterious object believed to be beyond the solar system's outermost known planets. The space agency said that persistent irregularities in the orbits of Uranus and Neptune suggest some kind of mystery object is really there, with its distance depending on what it is. If the mystery object is a new planet, it may lie 5 billion miles beyond the outer orbital ring of known planets, the space agency said. If it is a dark star type of object, it may be 50 billion miles beyond the known planets. If it is a black hole, 100 billion miles. A black hole is a hypothetical body in space believed to be a collapsed star so condensed that neither light nor matter can escape from its gravitational field. Pioneer 10 is now between Uranus and Neptune and will be beyond all the planets by July 1983. Pioneer 11 is now between Saturn and Uranus, etc. Okay, now, that was June 1982, New York Times. Now let's go to New York Times, January 30th. We're going at least 6 months later. Okay, New York Times, article title, Clues Get Warm in the Search for Planet X. Okay, this is right on from the New York Times, the biggest newspaper in the United States, so Planet X is admitted by the U.S. government. I'm going to read this article. Quote, something out there beyond the farthest reaches of the known solar system seems to be tugging at Uranus and Neptune. Some gravitational force keeps perturbing the two giant planets, causing irregularities in their orbits. The force suggests a presence far away and unseen, a large object that may be the long-sought Planet X.
Now they don't want you to know this. Now, people say, well, I can't do anything about it. Yes, you can. You can do lots about it. You see, our God is God. Okay, I'm a believer, you're a believer. We know that there is nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing that we cannot solve. If there's a lot of prayer, intellectual sweat put into it, that we can solve any problem if we, all the nations of the world, come together and deal with it. If we deal with these issues in an honest way, not in a way of drilling underground cities, and what they've done, actually, and I repeat this so people will understand, back in the 50s and 60s, you used space-based, what's called torsional vortex technology, which is a way of imaging extra-long frequencies through the Earth, and they could actually create these images, and they saw these huge pockmarks, and what they were is that the crust of the Earth actually rotates on the magma shield of the Earth periodically, caused by the movement of these hypergravitational pass-throughs, and it's the thing that forms mountains. People say, well, how do mountains form? Mountains form when a very dense object moves through our solar system, and it causes the continents to break up and slide over this magma shield. It pulls up huge chunks of the Earth to form these mountains. Mountain ranges are when they jam together, and these events happen. In fact, mountain forming happens because this has happened many, many times before. It's a common thing. And once we start getting the reality that this is that we're actually entering into another period of rapid change of our climate, rapid change of the geography of the Earth, then we can start preparing for it. It's simple as that. So what they saw is they could see these magma domes under the crust of the Earth, some of them down as much as a mile and a half to 4 miles or plus down. These were huge. They're anywhere from a mile and a half to around 20 cubic miles in size, and they decided to drill between them and create these giant underground cities. They also used nuclear devices to actually create underground explosions to create domes, artificial ones. Phil Schneider, John Fiala, other scientists that I knew about that were working for NASA and the Department of the Navy, believe it or not, down there drilling. It's not NASA, it's the Department of the Navy that's involved and controls it. They were down there putting these super high-speed tunnels between these different cities and feverishly funding it with illegal drug trade. Now, people say, well, why is there a war on drugs? Well, it's because there's $500 billion every year that goes into the war on drugs just in America in profits. It's washed through these illegal banks. Now, why do we connect all these dots? It's because while they are getting ready for things like the Horizon Project to pull out specific citizens to go in these underground cities for a preservation of some remnant of society, they're not telling us the truth. And they're actually promulgating weaponization of our food, the weaponization with these crazy vaccine schedules, the increase in electromagnetic and other pollutants. And when you start to connect all the dots, you'll understand why we're telling you today. They're not telling you about the effects in our climate that are going to occur, that are going to affect food, where you can live, where you have to move, and mass migrations. And, of course, whenever that happens, it produces wars. So we'll be back in a moment with John DiNardo and more facts about the real plasma physics of our solar system and our galaxy. Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. Our special guest, John DiNardo, Bell Labs engineer, scientist. Tell us about this research, because you have a passion for this. Most people don't realize the scientific method is based on people being intuitive. If we look at all the great scientists, whether it was the astronomers that looked at the perturbation, we look at Einstein, we look at the people like Max Planck, if we look at all of them, they actually used intuition first and then developed equations and then developed a hypothesis. What we have here is a purposeful attempt to hide the truth from the public about what's going on. And this is going to have major effects in our culture. We're seeing, if we just look at the news for today, for example, on global warming, Igor, of course, is ready to try to receive the Nobel Prize or some special, documentary awards on global warming. This is very, very dangerous. We hear Prince Charles's latest news here. Prince Charles urges bold global warming action. He talks about U.S. lawmakers in a letter Wednesday that challenges global warming and requires a coordinated response based on actions across every sector nature of society. This is an example of the manipulation, even in global warming strikes Sim City. Catherine Noyes talked about this in Tech World News, that they have the Sim City, believe it or not, they ended up with global warming in the simulated cybernetic world where people play their second lives. This is all mind game and manipulation. Why? They don't want you to know what we're telling you today. And it's not all the weird stuff you hear out there about Planet X. It's real. It's driving our solar max activity towards solar 24. And as we go toward the alignment, December 21st, 2012, is the alignment between the center of Earth, the center of our sun, and the center of the galaxy, and that is going to be, not, you know, it won't be necessarily an event at that time, but before or after, we're going to have 30 times the increased risk of an impact with an asteroid or comet or smaller material. We're entering the photon belt, which we're in now, which is driving the sun to be hotter, and we're seeing an increase in geothermal activity and geotectonics, which is going to change weather patterns, change our ability of our satellites to stay up there, and change our communications. And we need to know this information. They're hiding it from you because they don't want you to know and interfere with their plans for their survival, and they want to kill you. So let's get down to the facts, John.
Okay, it's important that we continue with this article because it nails down irrefutably the evidence right from the mouth of the highest echelons of the United States government before someone came in and told them to stifle it all. This goes back a quarter of a century. This is continuing with the New York Times article, January 30th, 1983. Clues get warm in the search for Planet X. I'm quoting now. We had said that there's a force tugging at Uranus and Neptune, and scientists, including NASA, determined that there was some massive object out there exerting a gravitational pull on these outer planets. Okay, continuing with the article, quote, evidence assembled in recent years has led several groups of astronomers to renew the search for the 10th planet, Planet X. They are devoting more time to visual observations with the 200-inch telescope at Mount Palomar in California. They are tracking two Pioneer spacecraft now approaching the orbit of distant Pluto to see if variations in their trajectories provide clues to the source of this mysterious force. And they are hoping that a satellite-borne telescope launched last week will detect heat signatures from the planet or whatever it is out there. The infrared astronomical satellite was boosted into a 560-mile-high polar orbit Tuesday night from Vandenberg Air Force Base. It represents an $80 million venture by the United States, Britain, and the Netherlands. In the next 6 or 7 months, the telescope is expected to conduct a wide-ranging survey of nearly all the sky, detecting sources not of ordinary light, but of infrared radiation, which is invisible to the human eye and largely absorbed by the atmosphere.
Exactly. So what was the date of this, John, just so people
New York Times, January 30th, 1983. Go to your library, access the microfilm files of the New York Times.
And you can actually see the photos. You can actually see the infrared photos of this object. It's not made up. It's all there. The fact is that the largest telescopes in South America are controlled by the Vatican. The Americans have put this huge radio telescope system down in Antarctica. They have an infrared system that can also, in space now, IRAS, I-R-A-S, they can actually visualize these things. And they're putting a lot of money. In fact, one of the latest space news things that I posted up today that people should be aware of is that we've actually got up there some new things like comet collides with solar hurricane. A NASA satellite was captured, the first images of a collision between a comet and a solar hurricane. These solar hurricanes are occurring, because solar storms, because of this. NASA spacecraft is a go for asteroid belt. That was the 26th of September. Responsible for Dawn Mission Science. Other scientific partners include Los Alamos National Laboratory, New Mexico, Max Planck Institute for Solar System Research, Katlenberg, Germany, and the Italian National Institute for Astrophysics. They know what's going on. They don't want us to know.
Incidentally, I'm glad you brought that up because it reminds me that in Italy we have a stark new revelation as to this incoming planet, Planet X, and it comes from none other than the Vatican itself. It begins with a story of a mysterious man who approached Cristoforo Barbato of Naples, Italy, who is an editor of a magazine and a writer himself. And this mysterious person told him that he had footage of space photographs that were taken, space films that were taken of Planet X by the Vatican. He told Cristoforo Barbato that he was a member of the Vatican Secret Service, an organization that no one even knows exists. It's called the SIV, Servizio Informazioni del Vaticano. It means Vatican Information Services, and it was created several decades ago. And one of the purposes is to search for Planet X. In the early 1990s, the Vatican actually launched a space photography satellite. Actually, it was a probe. They launched it through United States facilities on U.S. soil using a hypersonic aircraft. This is all information that passed on from this agent who contacted Cristoforo Barbato. They launched it with a hypersonic aircraft. It went into deep space, actually at or beyond the distance of Pluto, so that it was able to take very good pictures. It necessarily had to travel back within transmission distance, close enough to the Earth to transmit the signals electronically through the air to a relay station on Earth. That relay station receiving these photo film images of Planet X is located in Alaska. It's an abandoned oil refinery. That's the cover for it. And that's how these films of Planet X were extracted in the early 1990s. Cristoforo Barbato did a lot of preliminary investigation on the credibility of the authenticity of this agent. And he said that everything he checked out prior to meeting the man in Rome, in a park in Rome, corroborated, agreed, matched with the man's credentials that he showed him.
Right.
So
right.
This is pretty amazing information that's just come out, that the Vatican knows about it.
Yeah, if you actually Google the name Marshall Masters, if you look out at the Horizon Project, if you look at these things, you're going to start seeing them leaking out. You'll see some of these people on shows like Coast to Coast AM. You'll see their books out in the bookstores and on Amazon. What they're doing is they're leaking out information because they're about to cull from the population specific individuals when cataclysm strikes. They're not going to move people away from the coastal areas. They're not going to warn people or use their advanced technology to move storms out. They're not going to preserve food supplies for the planet. They're actually weaponizing food so they can put it all in a big gray building and they can totally control the population, and they're actually vaccinating people. And when they have a state of national emergency, which they're planning and trying to promulgate, they're going to actually try to vaccinate away your cortex to your brain so you won't even think straight, and they're giving a sulfuryl fluoride and fluoridation and all the other toxins so you'll be an absolute blithering idiot. And the fact is, we are made in the image of the Most High God. We are not they're machines, biological machines. We are we call sons and daughters of the Most High, inhabiting physical flesh. We are made in the same image as our Creator, and we're not going to take this. And if you don't have rage at the fact they've hid this from you, and if you think this is strange or not connected to things like electing Ron Paul or preserving your biology, believe me, we're going to connect all the dots on this show and the Nutra Medical Report, so at the end you'll say, you know why the carbon Nazis are so active and lying to you. We'll be back in a moment with John DiNardo. Your question's 866-582-9933. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report. I introduce remarkable wellness solutions every day and would like to introduce you to a few more. Mountain Red Deer Velvet stimulates your stem cells to heal the daily aging and stress and damage of everyday life. If you get Mountain Red Deer Velvet, you can rejuvenate your physical function, your mental function, and help your tissues heal and your organs regenerate. Allicin, a natural antimicrobial taken every day, can stop the stealth pathogens that cause vascular problems, that cause illness, infections, elsewhere through your body, and give your immune system a rest. And when you combine it with Better Than Greens with Allicin, it detoxifies, alkalinizes, and provides whole body protection from pathogens and illness. Order today online securely at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, or call us and place an order 9 to 5 Mountain, 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Take care and listen to the NutraMedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Well, don't lose your mind and take care of your physical health and stay involved, whether it's getting out financially, it's going out there and telling people that 9/11 was an inside job, it's getting your taking care, is to say, are we our brother's keeper? And to be our brother's keeper, that means not just taking care of fellow Americans or fellow citizens of Earth, but all other living things, staying connected. And the only way to do good is to pray and hear the voice and do the will of the Most High God. And to do evil is to decide what is right or wrong in our own eyes. And that's what our politicians and our schools and all of our so-called churches have been teaching. They have been teaching evil. And that is manipulation. And, of course, they're trying to get ready to cull the population. If you get Endgame by Alex Jones, you're going to see very clearly this has been a plan for centuries. They have hidden science. Most people aren't aware of this, but even when you get to the professorial level, unless you have special need-to-know basis or are allowed into the inner circle, only about 4% of the knowledge base of the world is actually given to those in the university level. 96% has always been hidden away by ancient societies like the Pythagorean mathematical societies, the ancient high priests of ancient Sumer, Egypt, etc. And our modern societies, they have access to not only all the money in the world, but also the printing presses. And the Vatican, the globalists, the corporatists, these ancient families are all connected. They have run the world like a big corporation for not just centuries, but thousands of years. And they're hiding things while we're heading to another transition period. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of an age. It's the end of a geopolitical period. It's the end of a time when we can suffer from disease and dying at age 60 or 70. And with all the pollutants and so on, people are not getting healthier. They're getting sicker. And the medicine system is sick. Doctors are not doctors of medicine. They're doctors of eugenics. And if you see the scientists hiding this data, talking about global warming and trying to turn it into a religion in the schools, they're doing it because they're planning on manipulating you and getting global taxes and having global eco-police saying it's such a terrible crime to have a child. Imagine that. 6.5 billion excess humans, we just get to save the planet, have to kill all these people. That's what it's about. So when you want to know why we're spending so much time on this, you'll understand this is very, very important. We're going to continue the dialogue with John on a number of shows. We'll bring on other scientists as well. John, give us some of the most important and shocking documents about what's going on, because as we approach this, we're going to see an awful lot of global climate changes and earth changes that are going to shock people.
That's it's so important that we nail down this evidence irrefutably right from the mouth of the government of the United States, continuing with this New York Times article, January 30th, 1983, quote, thus with the launching of the infrared astronomical satellite, scientists thus hope that the new telescope will chart thousands of infrared emitting objects that have gone undetected, stars, interstellar clouds, asteroids, and with any luck, the object that pulls at Uranus and Neptune. That's
right.
Planet X. The last time a serious search of the skies was made, as astronomers observed Uranus, noting irregularities in its orbital path, many speculated that they were witnessing the gravitational pull of an unknown planet. So began the first planetary search based on astronomers' predictions, which ended in the 1840s with the discovery of Neptune. But Neptune was not massive enough to account entirely for the orbital behavior, these perturbations in the orbit of Uranus. Indeed, Neptune itself seemed to be affected by a still more remote planet. In the late 19th century, two American astronomers, William Pickering and Percival Lowell, predicted the size and approximate location of this trans-Neptunian body, which Lowell called Planet X.
Yeah, because Planet X means Planet 10, I guess, is the way they're counting, because they were thinking of Pluto being Planet 9.
Right,
but really it is it's probably a hyper-dense object, which is a dwarf star, really, rather than a planet. And it's going in hyper-elliptical orbit, which is below the galactic plane of the rotation of the planets around. So it comes from the southern hemisphere. So people that see the Southern Cross in their skies are going to see this as showing up in the next, probably around, according to the analysis that I've seen, somewhere around the summer or the fall of 2009, they're actually going to see two stars in the sky. They're going to see an approaching star at some distance, and it'll look really, you know, like maybe, oh, that's an extra star like Saturn. But it'll get much bigger over the next year or so, and it's going to start having some real dramatic effects on our climate, our geothermal activity. Just look at the earthquakes. We had a big volcano blow battle in the Yemen that killed 8 people over there that were soldiers in Yemen. We've had these huge earthquakes in Malaysia. We've had the Aceh a couple of years ago in Indonesia. All of these things. All, there's a connection
between the planet and the earthquakes that it causes.
Right. There's a direct connection, and people need a grasp. This is not pseudoscience.
It's action at a distance, a gravitational pull, acting with a distance, a very relatively short distance of 20 million miles or more from this planet to Earth, pulling at the surfaces, the thin crustal surface, and causing these earthquakes.
Yes,
as well as heating up of the cores, the magnetic effects of this planet as it comes close. And it'll never hit, but we say close would be 20, 30 million miles.
Yeah.
That's enough to heat up the core flows and change the core flows within the Earth. The Earth is sort of like comparable to a raw egg. The shell, the crust of the Earth, being about as thin and scalar. Wise in scale to that of a raw egg, and the rest of the entire egg is liquid. And that, thus, the Earth's core is similarly all liquid, and that's why it's very easy for these floating shells, the tectonic plates, which are like cracked shells of the egg, to float around. And when there's gravitational forces are applied, it's like as if you were to take a piece of duct tape, stick it to this cracked egg, and yank on outwardly on the shell. You're going to cause the shell to break. That's exactly what happens to planet Earth when this invisible magnetic force, this invisible colossal hand of planet X comes by and pulls on the Earth at a distance of 20 to 30 million miles away.
Right. Now, this is already happening, by the way, and they know this is happening, but they don't want to tell you because they think that you'll interfere. They actually are trying to start a nuclear war in the Middle East as a false flag so they can cover what they're really doing, which is they consider themselves the preservers of civilization, and they are masters of light and darkness, meaning Luciferian. They don't serve the Most High God, which means they don't pray. They do what they think is good or evil in their own eyes. And this is why they're doing what they do. And when you look at Mr. Bush, who has 35% support of the American public that are primarily the ultra-right-wing Christians, these people need to wake up and smell the coffee. He is not a believer. He's a Luciferian. That's why he's flashing the buscus, the sign of the horned devil, the sign of the goat. He's doing that because they have decided what is good or evil. And if they have to kill 95%, so be it. That's what they're doing. Okay, this is Aleister Crowley's great-grandson, most probably. You have to realize you're dealing with demonic forces. As it says in the Bible, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. They're hiding these astrophysical data from you for a very good reason why they're pushing on Igor about to get this big award. Give us some more real shocking information before we close today. John, we're going to have you back on in the next few weeks to continue this dialogue, because if people go to the sites, if they go to NutriMedical, they're going to see a lot of references there today. I've posted up the sun's churning inward, foretell more solar storms, that direct link, modeling the motion and distribution of interstellar dust inside the heliosphere, which is the sphere around the sun, a preliminary estimate of the size of coming solar cycle 24 based on the O's precursor method, The Physics and Chemistry of the Solar System by John C. Lewis. It's a book, Astrophysics and Space Science. And The Astronomical Pulse of Global Extinction Events by Lewis, David Dorn, and Jean-Louis Siem. People need to know that radial intensity gradients of galactic cosmic rays, they've been following this for decades and decades. They know that what's coming. These high-level scientists are fully aware, and if they're in their secret societies, or if they aren't and they're bright enough, they will be inducted, like they tried to induct me into their secret orders, because when they see with someone who's talented, they have to pull you in so they can compromise you, just like all our compromised senators, politicians, and so-called religious leaders. They're all compromised.
It's so important that we continue to nail down the evidence of from the United States government, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, before they were muzzled. Because once we show this evidence that the Planet X was a term given by the United States government in papers and documents held secretly by NASA, we can prove that this is a true event. It's a phenomenon that we have to know about. So I'm going to continue with this
documentation. Absolutely. Yes, please.
With the Now we see that Percival Lowell and Pickering were searching for Planet X. In New York Times, January 30, 1983 article, quote, years later, Pluto was detected by Clyde Tombaugh working at Lowell Observatory in Arizona. Several astronomers, however, suspected it might not be the Planet X of prediction. Subsequent observations proved them right. Pluto was too small to change the orbits of Uranus and Neptune. The combined mass of Pluto and its recently discovered satellite Charon is only one-fifth that of Earth's moon. Recent calculations by the United States Naval Observatory have confirmed the orbital perturbations exhibited by Uranus and Neptune, which Dr. Thomas C. Van Flandre says could be explained.
We're going to continue, John. It's real. It's really happening. We are going to get you ready. Tomorrow we're going to be meeting with Carl Schwartz, talking about nanotechnologies and the coming pandemics. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing.